Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Juan Woodruff, and we're discussing the gala, the Red Gala Cancer, and going back to your multifaceted development as a business person. When you look back, you think of a moment where kind of the trails, as Robert Frost says, the path not taken, yeah, where life kind of bifurcated and you took one road instead of another. When you think back, what was a critical moment, a decision-making moment that you think really changed your life and made you to what you are today?
There was when I met Kim, my wife. I met her in '83. I'd been asked to make a presentation by the Secretary of Commerce then, and a top assistant to the Secretary, Raul Quiroz, who was a very well known Puerto Rican that had worked for Fomento in the '70s in Europe, and they told me to make that very technical presentation. When I moved here and I met my wife and I decided to move here in a year later, and I had been a banker and in charge of international department for a bank in D.C. called Capital Bank that no longer exists. Most of banks, the banks that we all knew 30 years ago don't exist anymore. They all have different names.
Even the really big ones. Citibank and Chase don't really exist.
Yes. So the whole bank industry has changed a lot in the past 30 years. When I moved to Puerto Rico, I thought that the banking industry here was very active. And then I recalled sitting with some friends and them asking me, you know, what are you going to do in Puerto Rico now that you're here and so forth. And I said, I like to explore the banking community. And then a couple of them said, the banking community in Puerto Rico is very sophisticated and developed. Now, what the area that very few people in Puerto Rico have is your working knowledge of the federal government. How Washington executive decisions are made at all levels. I had worked for a number of agencies, and I had the privilege. I mean, I worked at Peace Corps, at NASA. I worked at the Small Business Administration. I've been a consultant to a number of agencies. I have worked in the Reagan Bush campaign as a campaign aide, an advanced person. So I had worked a block from the White House. I mean, Capital Bank is right at the corner of Connecticut and I, and right on 17th Street. So if you know, people know 1600 Pennsylvania was right across the park from us, and it made sense to me. We had a consultant company that had been founded by Kim, and we ended up doing all sorts of consulting work. So the entrepreneur doing something on my own was very much when I came to Puerto Rico and I saw all the wonderful things. I mean, because I was born in Peru, had worked everywhere, had been to Puerto Rico, had traveled here. I love the island. And Kim, as a matter of fact, said that she liked Washington D.C. because I used to live in Georgetown. So we had a conversation about where our home should be, and I always wanted my children to be fully bilingual, to be Americans living, living in the United States and having the two languages available. So Puerto Rico was a perfect fit for that, and so that's pretty much what the. What you're talking about.
That decided you to live in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, an entrepreneur,
with a kind of a federal government.
Federal
bend.
Government, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I kept, when somebody cuts across my business past, off and on, different businesses, the past 30 years, the federal part is a great component. You know, both having been a direct consultant, having direct clients, helping government agents deal with the federal government, some good and some bad. And then my business now having, wonderful projects that are state projects funded with, part federal funding. So that's what's kept me, that's been the core.
But twice you kind of change. One of them was you were bought out by a business that they consulted with. You were bought out by your father-in-law.
My father-in-law,
and
yeah.
So then you
in 87,
became integrated into the Caribbean business and all their businesses, that the Cassiano Communications business. And you were there about, what, five years?
87, 92.
You were editor of the Caribbean business,
which was an incredible experience.
Okay. And then the moment came, you could still be there, but a moment came that, tell us about that next moment, another hiatus in your federal government.
Which is, it's a wonderful story, because Jorge saw a photo here that I have in my office. I have a concept that in D.C., when you walk into somebody who's a lobbyist, business advisor, ex-politician, although I'm not a politician at all, but they have what's called Rogues Gallery. Rogues Gallery is a pun, is a tongue-in-cheek statement about the rogues, that everybody in Washington is a rogue type person. Rogue, R-O-G-U-E type spelling. And so I have wonderful photos, and to remind myself all the kind of, that I've been really blessed by God, the things I've done in my lifetime. And there's a photo there of with Luis Ferre and at the 92 convention, and I was a delegate for the Republican convention in 92. And then the head of the convention was Baltasar Corral del Rio, and I became friends with Baltasar. I was a whip for our activity for Puerto Rico, which meant he told me I had to wake up everybody, to call up everybody in the morning, get up, you know, all the people that participated in that activity. So then that, I was asked by Baltasar and then the governor, Pedro Sayo, if I wanted to join the cabinet. And it, we had coffee at Switchfield's house there. And I said that would be great, because at that time, I was 20 years younger. It was a great chance to go into government. And I had done a few years of federal work at high level. I thought doing that state government in Puerto Rico would be great. So I accepted.
So so that was a kind of a hiatus, but it also forms part of the whole development of Juan Woodruff.
Yeah.
So it's a great story. It's a great trajectory, and that bifurcation does make a lot of sense, as Marion Kim deciding to go into some kind of federal business. So yep. That's tremendous. Well, Juan, it's been great having you as my guest, and we're working together in San Juan Rotary and becoming better friends each day, and appreciate your giving us this time and sharing your experiences with Radio Oso listeners.
Thank you, Jorge, as a fan of Radio Oso and Sherman and everything you guys have done for years. I think I love having a chance to tell some of my little war stories there. Thank you, Jorge.
Well, listeners, this is the end of this particular program. As I usually say, if I have time, I wish you a stress-free week, that your conflicts are resolved, and I look forward to having you as my guest next week. Take care.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.